WTMAM.com. On your smartphone, download the free app there, too. On your radio, it's 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising WGCM.
Mine Enterprises is the company to call for pylon and monument road signs. Two of the best ways to grab the attention of passing motorists and potential customers. These signs are fabricated with quality materials, attention to detail, and the highest level of craftsmanship. Best of all, pylon and monument road signs will help you to greatly increase your business by bringing customers right to your front door. Learn more today at munsigns.com. That's M-U-N-N-signs.com. Or call 228-910-7446.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This Memorial Day, Natel's Tobacco Hut and Fine Cigars would like you to join us in remembering the ultimate sacrifices made by the courageous men and women who have lost their lives while serving our country. Happy Memorial Day from Natel's Tobacco Hut and Fine Cigars and Diamond Head.
This Memorial Day, Jeff and Kelly Martin, along with the Jeff Martin Auctioneers team, would like to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. We celebrate our freedom today because of those who chose to serve and gave their lives. May God bless our veterans and their families.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow, look for a high of 86, and a repeat of that again on Thursday. No rain expected through Saturday.
This is Cruisin' WGCM.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Pafford EMS, Lasard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and for the first time in a long time, we can finally say the Biloxi Shuckers are ready to play back at home. It has been a lengthy road stretch. 12 of their last 18 games have been on the road. They're finally back at home, and they're set to open up a 12-game set. A 12-game homestand and a 6-game set against the Birmingham Barons, AA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. David Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on your Tuesday night. Shuckers at 18-21. The Barons are at 24 and 15. Shuckers enter today having lost 6 of 8, but they did win 2 of their final 4 against the Mississippi Braves. It was a weird and wacky week. Only 2 of the 6 games ended up going 9 innings. 2 different doubleheaders, a lot of rain, a weird schedule. The Shuckers finally back at home and able to enjoy a 9-inning game on a Tuesday, something they've done just once in the past 3 weeks. Shuckers going up against the Birmingham Barons. Barons' best record in the Southern League at 24-14, though they too have stumbled a little bit. They started 20-7. They've lost 7 of their last 11. And tonight, lefty Nate Peterson goes for Biloxi, while the lefty Jake Eater goes for Birmingham. Couple of roster moves to get to. The Shuckers made 4 of them yesterday. The big one, right-handed pitcher Bradley Blaylock, recalled by the Milwaukee Brewers. He's on their active roster right now for their series against the Miami Marlins, a chance to become the 72nd Shucker to make his big league debut. Ben Netzinger, Blake Holub have both joined the roster, transferred from AAA Nashville, and outfielder Justin Dearden announced his retirement from professional baseball yesterday. We certainly wish him the best in his next chapter. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Shuckers outfielder and infielder Noah Campbell. We talked to Noah a bit about playing back in Durham, North Carolina, the ballpark he grew up in as a kid, a little bit about what's back at home, and just how many gloves does he own, including how many gloves he's borrowed to play first base in the last couple of years. That comes your way next. First pitch, 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener and a homestand opener between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Noah Campbell. Noah, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Good to be here.
How nice does it feel to be back at home sleeping in your own bed? You spent a lot of time on the road these last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been tough. Going on the road for that many weeks is kind of tough, but, you know, being home is always a nice treat.
What's it like being on the road for so long and sleeping out of hotels? You spent 3 of your last 4 weeks as a player on the road.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, just having your own bedroom is something that you don't think about. But, I mean, you share a room on the road. So getting back in your own bedroom and being able to kind of be on your own routine, have your car and everything is something you take for granted. But I definitely prefer being at home.
What's the big difference player-wise in your routine home versus road, outside of the fact that BP's about an hour earlier than it usually is?
Yeah, on the road, I mean, you're kind of restricted to what's around the hotel. So, I mean, if there's food, I'll go get food. If not, I got to DoorDash it or something. But being at home, I make my own food usually, so I think that's a big difference in routine. So, and then when you get to the park, I mean, it's all kind of feels the same, except you're kind of done with BP a lot later.
So you cook your own food, so you're cooking a lot during the season?
Yeah, that's been one of my initiatives this year. So on myself is I wanted to make sure I cooked more and made my breakfast. And if I, have an off day or something, like last night I made like steak and a small salad. So it's something I've been working on because I can't eat out for every meal. So hopefully we're making progress.
And what's Chef Noah cooking up for breakfast?
Very, very simple stuff. Just toast, eggs. I mean, if I want to get bacon or sausage, I will. But usually just toast, eggs, some variation, maybe some cheese, throw some cheese, maybe some salad, or not salad, but like spinach or my eggs. Something like that. Pretty simple.
Bacon in the microwave or bacon in a pan? How fancy we get?
Got to go in the pan if you're going to make it. Got to go in the pan.
This year, you've gone back to switch hitting. Last year, at the tail end of your time in Biloxi, you switched to being just a left-handed hitter. What was the process going back to switch hitting this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just one of those things. I had those left-on-left at bats, and I didn't feel particularly comfortable in the box all the time. And I just felt like I had something to give righty, and I felt more comfortable in the box despite maybe not as great numbers righty. So this offseason, I just went back to it and tried to simplify things and try to figure out something that could work. And we're having a little bit more success this year. It's not going great, but I think it's going better, and I think there's still some left in the tank.
What's it like training both sides? Because it's hard enough to hit just as a lefty or just as a righty, much less from both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the biggest thing for me is making sure I hit well lefty, because I get most of my bats lefty. So I think I spend a little bit more time lefty during the season, just making sure that's honed in. But I think it's nice, honestly, to hit from both sides. It keeps you kind of balanced and keeps you honest. So I think that's something that is a little bit of an advantage.
One of the things I always had a question of is during a game, say it's a righty starter and they go to a lefty out of the pen, what do you do? Do you get some quick hacks from the other side, or do you just walk up into the on-deck circle, take some hacks, and step in the box?
Yeah, honestly, I just get in the on-deck circle and just take some hacks. I mean, I think the weirdest thing is usually when they have a ton of lefties, because you're usually like, okay, it's usually like, oh, righty starter, righty reliever, maybe one lefty guy out of the pen. But when they go like lefty, 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 lefty for like two or three straight days, then you got to hit lefty again, you're like, oh, that's kind of weird. But I think that's honestly the hardest thing to do when switch hitting is going back to hitting lefty when there's a ton of lefties.
When you were in Nashville, you had a chance to play back in Durham, North Carolina at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. That's a place that's very near and dear to home. How fun was it to be able to play back in Durham?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I got to see my family, the dogs. I had some people come out to some games, and I appreciate everybody that came out that talked to my parents and everything. But, no, it's really special to be able to get to play at the park I grew up going to.
Well, and as a player, what is it like attending games as a kid at one park and seeing guys who you looked up to all of a sudden who becoming the guy playing at the park that you went to as a kid?
It's super cool. I mean, I just take a look back, and I had, like, my sixth birthday party there, I think it was, and I got a signed ball from B.J. Upton. So B.J. Upton, I guess, was there at that time, and, I mean, they had, obviously, you know, some great Rays guys coming up. So, no, it's definitely really cool to think back and look at that.
One of the big things throughout your career is that you play a number of different positions. This year, you played some first, you played some second, you played some outfield. I think the most pressing question, how many gloves do you own?
I have three. I haven't pulled the trigger on a first base glove, even though I've played a good amount of first base this year. I have a third base glove, a second base glove, and an outfield glove. We're thinking about the first base glove, but that might have to wait a little bit.
Okay, wait a minute. So when you go play first base, is this a Tyler Black situation last year where you're borrowing Wes Clark's old gloves?
You have to borrow the gloves. I am 22, I think 21. Who did I use? I think we had like a Bob Missick glove, an infield coordinator special glove. 22, I believe I was using Thomas Dillard's. And then who did I use last year? That might have been the Missick glove again. But, and then this year I got to use Eric Haas's, so it's pretty cool.
You're collecting gloves.
Hey,
collecting
gloves. I had to give them back, but it's nice to get to say I used them.
Is it nice to get a little trial run? Say you're buying a first baseman's mitt here in 2 weeks. Now you kind of know what you like, how they feel?
I don't think I'm going to get one just simply because I don't play a lot of first base. So, I mean, they can give me one for the few days that I do.
Soup, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for game one of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-21 and the Birmingham Barons at 24-14. Javid Blake alongside you. It's time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the lefty Nate Peterson. He makes his eighth start of the season. He's 1-2 with a 3.58 ERA, 32 and two-thirds innings, 16 walks, 34 strikeouts. And opponents are hitting .246 against him. His last two starts have been terrific. He's allowed just two runs on over 10 innings on the mound. He's walked eight, worked around eight walks and eight hits. He's worked around a lot of trouble on the base path and has turned in two fantastic starts for the Shuckers. On the other side of things, it's an old friend in the lefty, Jake Eater, a guy who is facing the Shuckers for the fifth time in his Double-A career, his first with the Birmingham Barons. He's 0-1 with a 5.24 ERA, seven starts, 34 innings, and a third on the hill, 14 walks, 44 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting .309 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineups for both sides. They are built by Renova Roofing. For the Barons, it is a lineup that is signed by manager Sergio Santos. Terrell Tatum is in the leadoff spot. Jacob Gonzalez bats second. Brooks Baldwin is in the three spot. He leads the league with a .353 average. Edgar Caro, 31 driven in and six homers on the season. He bats fourth. Wilford Vera is behind him in the five spot. And the order rounds out with Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, Jacob Matthews, and Duke Ellis. Jason Matthews in that eight spot. Duke Ellis, 25 steals on the year, leads the Southern League. He is in the ninth spot. For the Shuckers, it's a lineup that is signed by manager Joe Arult. Eric Brown Jr. is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovey bats second. He's been terrific against left-handed arms this year. Eater, a lefty. Bovey, 9-for-22 against lefties this season. Brock Wilkin, last time he was in this ballpark, it was a grand slam against the Montgomery Biscuits on Saturday night. We'll see if he can reignite that flame. He is in the three spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats fourth with a team-high .317 average. Darian Miller bats behind him, and the order rounds out with Ethan Murray, Ernesto Martinez Jr., and Xavier Warren. It is a gorgeous night for baseball. 81 degrees, partly cloudy, no wind to speak of. The ball was flying out during batting practice, a stark difference from what it was at Trustmark Park where the Shuckers were a week ago. That is cavernous.
Shuckers back at home and looking to get back in the home win column. They are 10-5 at home this year, and the Shuckers take the field. We'll take a break when we come back. Time for first pitch. Game one of a 12-game homestand and game one of a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pitch, runners go, Wilkin hammers it deep to left, Dyer's back, it is fair, gone, Bryant slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. Third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Now the Shuckers are finally back at home, and they are sent for a 6-game set against the Birmingham Barons. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on a picture-perfect Tuesday night for baseball. It is 81 degrees and partly cloudy as the Shuckers AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers at 18-21 take on the 24-14 Birmingham Barons, AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Nate Peterson finishes his final few warm-up pitches. He's 1-2 with a 3.58 ERA on the year. Today's his eighth start, 32 2/3 innings, 16 walks, 34 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .246 against him. The lefty fires his final warm-up pitch. Darren Miller throws it down to second. Let's play some baseball. Terrell Tatum leads it off. Jacob Gonzalez bats second. Brooks Baldwin is in the three spot. Edgar Caro bats fourth. And Wilford Veras rounds out the top five in the Barons' order. A team that enters today with the best record in the Southern League and a team that is averaging the second most runs per game in the league at 4.1. Nate Peterson's ready to go. First pitch of the day is a called strike on the outside corner. We are underway. First pitch time at 6:36 p.m. Central Time. The 0-1 delivery. Tatum stares at a pitch off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Tatum hitting .255, 2 homers, 20 driven in, and a .382 OBP. Peterson kicks and delivers. Tatum checks his swing.
And it's a call and strike. Count goes to 1-2. Peterson stands in at 5'10", 195 pounds, a native of Lakeville, Minnesota. 1-2 the count. He fires home. Just misses up and away. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson works all the way in the third base side of the rubber. Delivers. Wave and a miss. Gets him on a slider off the outside corner. One up, one down, and it brings up the righty, Jacob Gonzalez. Again, the first pitch weather today, 81 degrees and partly cloudy. There is no wind to speak of. Something that the Shuckers very much enjoy. It hasn't happened much this year. The pitch to Gonzalez is a called strike one. Gonzalez in from the left side, making his double-A debut today. The 0-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. He was promoted from high-A Winston-Salem earlier today. Hit .273, 3 homers, 15 driven in with the dash. The 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Umpires today, Denver Dangerfield is behind the plate. At first base is Elliot Melton, and at third is Trey Jester. The 1-2 pitch. Gonzalez lifts it foul. On a play in the third base side, and the count stays at 1-2. The pitch. Line foul out of play behind the plate. Count stays at 1-2. Last time out for Peterson, it was in game 2 of the first doubleheader last week. That was on Wednesday against the M Braves. The 1-2 pitch. Waving a miss. Gets him swinging on a changeup. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Peterson. And it brings up the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin digs in from the right side against the lefty Peterson. Baldwin's been on a tear this year. 353 average, 439 OBP. And that 353 average leads the league. Two out, nobody on. We're in the top of the first inning. The pitch, bunt shown, pulls it back and it misses away. Count goes to 1-0. The last time out for Peterson went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run. The 1-0 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Peterson delivers home. Baldwin waves and misses. Slider back towards the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Baldwin drafted in the 12th round in 2022 and of UNCW. The 2-1 delivery. Baldwin takes away and the count goes to 3-1. UNCW, one of the top tier baseball schools in the Coastal Athletic Association. He's ahead in the count 3-1. Peterson rocks and fires home. Waving a miss. Fastball outside corner. And the count goes full. And Peterson right now has a chance to strike out the side in the inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Peterson kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss. Peterson strikes out the side in the first inning, and we're off and running in a big-time way in Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning in Biloxi. David Blake back alongside you. Shuckers Barons are scoreless. First game of a six-game set. And it's the lefty Jake Eater who gets the start for the Barons. Eater is 0-1 with a 5.24 ERA this season. Today is his eighth start. 34 and a third innings, 14 walks, 44 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 309 against him. Shuckers lineup is built by Renova Roofing, and it sees Eric Brown Jr. in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkins in the three spot, and Carlos Rodriguez rounds out the top four. Eater, 25 years old, 6'4", 220 pounds, former Vanderbilt Commodore, fires his first pitch of the day. And it's called strike one on the outside corner. Brown Jr. is hitting 163 this season, four driven in, and a 242 OBP. Eater fires. It misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses. Check that. A called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Eater, last time out, gave up five runs on seven hits over five innings against Chattanooga. It's been a little bit of an up-and-down year for him. It's his first full year in the White Sox system. Came over from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The Shuckers actually saw him twice last year, once as a member of the Blue Wahoos and once as a member of the Barons. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. tips it foul at the plate. Count stays at 1-2. Eater was traded for Jake Berger, one of a couple different moves that this Barons and White Sox organization made. A lot of those guys are now in Birmingham. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. dribbles it foul at the plate. It's off his front foot to his home plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield. And the count at 1-2. Edgar Caro's behind the plate. He was acquired from the Angels. Jake Eater on the mound. A little bit later in the week, we'll see Kai Bush, Jairo Errarte, and Drew Thorpe, all acquired via trade by the White Sox. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. lines it towards right center. Burke is over, and it's down for a base hit. He picks it up on a hop, and Eric Brown Jr. quickly extends his hit streak to three in a row. And it brings up the lefty, Mike Bovee. Bovee digs in from the left side against the lefty Eater. Man on first, nobody out. We're on the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Bovee takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovee's been terrific this year, and he's been terrific since he's been called up to Double-A. He's hitting 311 with a team-high 818 OPS. Eater delivers. Brown Jr. off the second pitch, misses low and away. Caro throws first base side. It's high. And Brown Jr. has tied Ernesto Martinez Jr. for the team-high with his eighth stolen base of the year. We're eight pitches in, and the Shuckers already have a runner in scoring position. Eater comes set. Now he steps off. Shuckers on Sunday had 16 different at-bats with a runner in scoring position. They lost 7-3. They were 12-for-16 in the situation. But a chance here to go 1-for-1. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. Jacob Gonzalez at short is positioned just about up the middle. Jason Matthews at third is staying home. So Mike Bovee has about 85 feet between Matthews at third, Gonzalez at short. And there's nobody standing there. He hit it there. It's a base hit. 3-0 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. It's a fastball at 92. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Series opener between the Shuckers and the Barons. The pitch misses away. And the first two have reached. Brown Jr. at second. Bovee at first. That extends his on-base streak to three straight. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkins hitting an even 200 on the year. Two homers, eight driven in, and a 246 OBP. Two on, nobody out. Bottom one. Eater delivers. Wilkin takes low. The count goes to 1-0. Eater comes set, third base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Wilkin waves and misses. Bit ahead of a changeup, 86 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. So far, we've seen a fastball, slider, and a changeup from Eater. He's topped down at 93. The 1-1 pitch. Brown Jr. off to third. Pitch is called a strike. Throw to third. In time, and he's called out. Matthews slaps the tag on him. Brown Jr. is caught stealing for the third time this year. One away, and the count now at 1-2. Shuckers today wearing their home whites. That jersey already dirty on Brown Jr. Successfully stole second, caught stealing third. Now the count 1-2 on the righty Wilkin. Bovee off first. The pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Carlos Rodriguez stands on deck. Left-handed bat leads the team with a 317 average this year. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Eater comes home. Wilkin swings and tags it out to left. It's down for a base hit. Bovee to second. Each of the first three have reached. Brown Jr. getting thrown out at third. The only out. Bovee at second, Wilkin at first. One away for the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez hitting 317 this year with a 395 OBP. Both marks lead the Shuckers. The pitch. Misses away with a slider at 87, and the count goes to 1-0. Eater enters this year as the 10th-ranked prospect in the White Sox system by MLB Pipeline. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. This is a common theme with this Barons team. It seems like everybody that the White Sox are really big on is in Birmingham. 12 of the top 30 prospects are on this roster, including Noah Schultz, who was promoted earlier today, number two, and Drew Thorpe, number three. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. They have three of the top four in the system, all in one place. Shuckers know a thing or two about that. That was them last year. They seem to have everybody in the top 10 on their roster. The pitch is a called strike. Rodriguez thought it was strike one. I thought it was ball four. Tossed his bat back to the dugout. Count now at 3-1. Wilkins at first. Bovee's at second. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first. Shuckers already threatening. The pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Eater sets. Check second. Now comes home. Misses up. And they're loaded up for Darian Miller. The Barons enter today as by far the best pitching team in the Southern League. Enter today with a 2.56 ERA. Averaging, allowing just 2.9 runs per game. Out to the mound is pitching coach John Eli. Ears in a bit of trouble right now. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. Is loaded, one away. The pitch to the lefty Miller. He is a called strike one on the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low and away, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Miller sitting 222 this year with a 412 OBP. Bases loaded, one away. The pitch. He takes up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Bovey's at third, Wilkins at second, Rodriguez is at first. Corners in, the pitch. Driven out towards left. Ellis back on it. It carries towards the warning track. Bovey gets ready to tag. Ellis makes the catch. Bovey tags. The throw is into third. Cut off by Matthews, and it's a sack fly from Darian Miller. It's 1-0 Biloxi. It's the sixth RBI of the year for Miller. Great piece of hitting by the Shuckers lineup. They work a couple of walks. Two hits, load them up. And a sacrifice fly from Darian Miller gives Biloxi a 1-0 lead. Runners at first and second. Two away. And the righty Ethan Murray steps in. The pitch. He swings and drives it out to deep left. Ellis back on it. At the warning track. He leaps and he hauls it in. Howie makes a basket catch. The warning track. Murray thought he had a homer. And instead it's the third out of the inning. But the Shockers score a run. One run, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. Nate Peterson's back to the hill. It's 1-0 Shockers on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network's coverage of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. We enter the top of the second inning. It is 1-0 Shuckers. The lefty Nate Peterson is on the hill. His first pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. It is strikeout stroke night here at the ballpark, and we are joined by a very special guest, Dr. Lee Volters from Memorial Health Systems. Peterson delivers home, and it's a called strike. Count evens 1-1. Thanks much for joining us, Doctor. Have you been enjoying the ball game tonight?
Oh, this is great. It's very exciting. Shuckers are pitching well tonight. They're hitting well, too.
1-1 the count to Edgar Caro. The pitch misses low and gets by Miller. The count goes to 2-1. Strikeout stroke night, a very important night for Memorial Health Systems. What makes this night so important?
Well, I think any time we can advertise the fact that we have the first stroke center in Mississippi here and that, you know, we are here talk about stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States and the leading cause of disability. So we want to get the word out on how to recognize strokes, how to prevent strokes, and how to treat strokes.
The 3-1 pitch to Caro. He swings and hammers it. This one is way gone. Warren's back on it and left. And it's over the billboard. Caro launches one 375 feet. It's his league leading 7th home run of the season. And we're tied at 1 in the top of the second. He rounds third and comes home off the bat, 104 miles an hour, 375 feet. He's now driven in 32 this year. Ties Carson Williams for the league high in homers. Extends his lead in RBIs in the league by 7 now. And it brings up the righty Wilfred Varus. Peterson delivers home. Varus takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Well, before we were interrupted, the first stroke center in the state of Mississippi, how much do you guys enjoy having that and really take pride in being the first?
Well, we're very proud of that because, you know, stroke is such an important disease to treat, and we do as good a job in our stroke center than anywhere else in the country because we have a stroke center, and we have the same protocols in place over the whole nation.
The fly out to right from Wilfred Varus. One away now for the righty Tim Elko. We talked about it a bit earlier when we were on the field pregame, but for those who do not know, what are some important things to know about strokes?
It's the sudden onset of a neurological symptom, like one-sided weakness, like one-sided blindness, like abnormal facial sensation, loss of consciousness, staggering, speech difficulty, anything like that is a sign that it may be a stroke. And you have to call 911 immediately and get that patient to the emergency room.
Counts even, 1-1 on the righty Tim Elko. Now, when the patient gets to you guys, what happens from there?
Well, it's part of our protocol as a stroke center. We have the quickest we can evaluate and treat that patient appropriately, the best chance we have of treating that patient and reversing the signs of a stroke. So we're trying to qualify people for acute stroke treatments, which include blood clot dissolvers, and also getting a catheter into the brain and taking out the clot of blood, and then re-energizing that brain, and that brain will recover from the stroke if we can treat it quickly enough.
Count it, 3-1 to Tim Elko. 1-1 the score on the top of the second inning. We are joined in the booth by Dr. Lee Volter from Memorial Health Systems. The pitch misses low, and Elko draws a walk. Two of the first three batters have reached here in the inning. For you guys at Memorial Health Systems, what makes it so important to be able to get the word out, especially with how impactful what Memorial Health System does can be to those who do have a stroke?
Well, that's the point. The quicker we can have the patient identified as having signs of a stroke and the quicker we can get to the hospital, the better the outcome. So if we can get that patient in within the first 3 or 4 hours of them having the symptoms of a stroke, we can give them a clotbuster drug if appropriate. If appropriate, we can get them taken to the cath lab and then take the clot of blood out from the brain and again put the blood back into the brain, which has been starved of blood from that area of a stroke. So we can reverse the symptoms and signs of a stroke if we catch them early enough.
1-0 pitch is a called strike on a slider from Peterson to the righty, Jacob Burke. Tied at 1, Bottom of the second inning, Tim Elko a short lead off first. Lefty Peterson comes set. Now delivers home. Misses low. Miller blocks it up. Elko's off to second. Miller picks it up, fires to second on a hop. It's not in time. Elko advances on the wild pitch. And a runner in scoring position now. And a 2-1 count to the righty, Jacob Burke. Now, you're wearing one of the T-shirts that we're giving out tonight here at the ballpark. How much do you love having it, the combination of baseball, the Shackers, Memorial Health Systems, all into one?
Well, I think it's wonderful. You know, this is a family event. People are out here enjoying you know, the America's pastime, which is, of course, baseball. And then if we can give them some facts to try and help them with their health and improve their lifestyle, I mean, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
2-1 pitch is lifted out to right. Sparks, the right fielder, is under it. Elko gets ready to tag. Sparks makes the catch. Elko tags and goes to third. The throw on two hops to Bovey is not in time. Elko moves to third. Burke flies out to right. Now two away for the righty, Jason Matthews. You said it earlier, you're a big baseball fan.
I am.
What is it that you enjoy so much about coming out to a ball game?
Well, I think it's, as I said, it's America's pastime. I think, you know, you get families out here, you get kids, you get the families. I mean, it's just great weather, and it's an exciting game. I mean, it's a very exciting game, and I think everyone get into it. You know, I like statistics, and so there's a lot of statistics involved in baseball, and I think it's a wonderful sport.
Jason Matthews stands in, two away. We're tied at one. Lefty Nate Peterson delivers. It's line foul, third base side. Couple hops towards the Barons bullpen, and the count goes 2-1. How did you get into baseball?
Well, I did some of my training in neurology in New York, and I was at Columbia, and there was quite a well-known baseball stadium right next to Columbia called Yankee Stadium. And so I used to walk over from the hospital to Yankee Stadium, and that's how I learned my baseball.
The 0-1 pitch, Matthews takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Who were some of your favorite players when you were getting into the game?
Oh, my goodness. You know, people like, Mariano Rivera is one of the greatest closers of all time. Derek Jeter, you know, A-Rod. The list goes on and on and on. There's so many great players back in those days. It's so exciting to see them.
1-1 pitch is lifted foul first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. That era is a good time to get into baseball if you're a Yankees fan.
Very much so.
1-2, the count with two away. Matthews stands back in. Elko's off third. We're tied at one in the top of the second inning. Edgar Cairo's seventh home run of the year. Tied us up. Peterson delivers. Misses low and inside, and the count evens at 2-2. Where can people find more information about stroke symptoms, what Memorial Health Systems does, and how to best treat someone with a stroke symptom?
Well, there's lots of ways of accessing. I think probably the easiest way is there's a wonderful website, Memorial Hospital website, which is easy to find, and you can navigate through that. And whatever you're interested in, whether it be stroke or stroke prevention, like controlling high blood pressure, controlling diabetes, these sorts of things. You know, preventative medicine is what it's all about, really. So anything that we can preventing strokes by controlling blood pressure, by controlling diabetes, it's not just about stroke, it's about all sorts of things. Breast cancer awareness, cancer in general. I mean, all these things. And I think the website is a good place to start.
Jason Matthews, that loud crack you just heard was his first home run of the year. It disappeared deep into the night in left center. It's now 3-1 Birmingham. The pitch to Duke Ellis is a called strike on the outside corner. He offered a bunt and still left it there. Mike Bovey's playing in at third. Three runs on two hits for the Barons, both of them homers. Matthews hits one 355 feet. 0-1 pitch. Ellis bunts it foul to the screen, and the count goes to 2-2. 3-1 Barons in the top of the second inning. We are joined by Dr. Lee Volters from Memorial Health Systems, who is sponsoring tonight's strikeout stroke. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. How long have you been involved with Memorial Health Systems for?
I came here a year or so after Katrina to start the stroke center here. So I've been here over 17 years now.
2-2 the count with two away to Duke Ellis, who's at the very back of the left-handed box. Peterson, a deep breath. Now fires home. Slider misses away, and the count runs full. So you've seen every single Shuckers season.
Yes.
2015 to now. It covers it all. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Peterson fires home. Ellis rolls it to short. Brown Jr. grabs it, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. Doctor, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll be back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Three runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 3-2-1 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the second inning, the Shuckers enter the top of the inning up 1-0. They now trail it by a 3-1 score. The lefty Jake Eater on the hill against the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch of the frame. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back alongside you. It is a picture-perfect night for baseball. 81 degrees, partly cloudy. A little bit of a breeze. Beautiful night. 1-0 pitch. Martinez Jr. waves and misses ahead of a slider at 86. The count evens 1-1. Martinez Jr. is hitting .281 this year. Team high three homers and 20 runs driven in. Eater fires. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Eater had a bit of a tough first inning. Walked two, gave up two hits, and her sacrifice fly scored the Shuckers' only run. Eater fires. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. He swings and ropes it. Foul first base side. He smashed that off his bat at 108 miles an hour. And instead, it's a very hard hit strike two. Martinez Jr. puts his left foot at the very back of the left-handed box. Eater kicks and delivers. He swings and dribbles it foul right to the on-deck circle. The count stays full at 3-2. By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with or text the booth line. Text the booth at 601-514-0776. The pitch. Chopped foul, first base side, and the count stays full. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Already a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. You see, headed to Biloxi tomorrow. We'll be in person this upcoming weekend. Can't wait to have you at the ballpark. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Slider at 86. It's the first strikeout of the day for Eater. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren's hitting .204 this year, 11 driven in, and a .293 OBP. He digs in at the back of the right-handed box against the lefty Eater. The pitch. He swings and rolls it foul, third base side, and the count goes 0-1. Shuckers trail it by a 3-1 score. We're in the bottom of the second inning, and a series opener. Eater delivers. Warren takes a strike at the top of the zone. It's a slider at 86. And the count goes 0-2. The 0-2 delivery misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. Eater stares in. Now the 1-2 pitch. Warren swings and drives it towards center and hangs up in the air. Burke, the center fielder, charges in. He makes the catch. And it retires Warren for the second out. Time to set the defense for the Barons. Duke Ellis is in left. Jacob Burke is in center. Terrell Tatum's in right. Jason Matthews is at third. Jacob Gonzalez is at short. Brooks Baldwin at second. Tim Elko's at first. And Edgar Caro is behind the plate. Lamar Sparks digs in. Right-handed bat against the lefty Eater. The pitch. He swings and tips it foul into Caro's chest. It triples off them. And the count goes 0-1. Sparks is hitting 211 this season with a 257 OBP. Two out, nobody on. 3-1 Barons in the bottom of the second. Eater delivers. He swings and chops it to third. Matthews grabs it out of the air, shuffles twice, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the frame. Left Reader loaded the bases in the first. He's retired five straight. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third. It's 3-1 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the order, due up for the Barons in the third. They lead it 3-1 over the Shuckers. Javik Blake back alongside you. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Nate Peterson on the hill. Terrell Tatum at the plate. And the first pitch comes home. It misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Three runs on two hits for the Barons, both of them homers. Now the 1-0 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Tatum struck out swinging on a slider back in the first inning. One of three strikeouts from Peterson today. He struck out the side in the first, and three runs came home in the second. 2-0 pitch, wave and a miss. A hard slider at 83, and the count goes to 2-1. Peterson stares in. The 2-1 pitch. Tatum waves and misses at a slider, and the count evens 2-2. Tatum drafted in the 16th round in 2021 out of NC State. The 2-2 pitch. Tatum swings and lines it into right center. Sparks is over from right. It drops down into the alleyway for a base hit. Tatum's off to second and extra bases. Rodriguez picks it up. Tatum's off to third. The relay comes in. The throw to third. The slide. The throw's late. Tatum's in. And it's a leadoff triple in the third. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Gonzalez. That's the fourth triple of the year for the Barons. Off the bat, 99 miles an hour. Checkers bring the infield in. Gonzalez in from the left side. 0 for 1 today with a strikeout, making his double-A debut tonight. Peterson fires. Cobbled back, and the count goes 2-1. Gonzalez entered the year as the sixth-ranked prospect in the White Sox system. Drafted out of Ole Miss in the first round of last year's draft. The 0-1 pitch. He takes away, and the count evens 1-1. He's made it up to double-A quite quick. Drafted in July of last year, already in double-A, and it's May of the following year. The 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez swings and pops it foul, third base side. Bobby gives it a look, and it's into the seats. Count goes to 1-2. It's not quite the blazing speed we saw from somebody like Mike Bovey, who made it up in 41 games. Today is Gonzalez's 71st game in professional baseball. Peterson fires home. Gonzalez takes low. Miller blocks it up. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez, a 3-year star at Ole Miss. Back in the state of Mississippi for the first time since he was drafted. The 2-2 pitch. Gonzalez lines it in a right down for a base hit. Home comes Tatum, and it's 4-1. Sparks fires it in. It's Gonzalez's first hit at the double-A level. It's his first RBI at the double-A level. And the Barons have scored 4 unanswered after the Shankers took a 1-0 lead. And it brings out pitching coach Will Shearholz. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shankers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. It's 4-1 Birmingham. Top of the third inning. Nobody out. Jacob Gonzalez is at first, and switch hitter Brooks Baldwin digs in from the right side against the lefty Nate Peterson after the mound visit. Javik Blake back alongside you. Shuckers scored in the first inning. Birmingham 3 in the second, 1 in the third. And they lead it. Peterson comes home to Baldwin. He shows bunt, places it up the third baseline. Peterson off the mound, grabs it, spins, no throw to first. And each of the first 3 batters in the third inning have reached. And it brings up the switch hitter Edgar Caro with 2 on and nobody out. Caro, a switch hitter at the very back of the right-handed box. Baldwin's at first. Gonzalez is at second. Peterson comes set. Miller sets up away. Now the pitch. Fastball called strike 1. Caro has really slimmed down coming into this year. That was one of the big things you heard around Double-A entering this year. Last year, Caro was very contact-oriented. He's had a lot of power this year. Hit his 7th homer of the year last at bat. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Caro was acquired by the White Sox last trade deadline, along with Kai Bush from the Angels system. Last year, he hit just 6 homers in 101 games, all of them in the Southern League. 1-1 pitch. Chops foul at the plate. The count goes to 1-2. This year, today's his 36th game. He already has 7. Getting back to that power that he had back as a 19-year-old with the Inland Empire 66ers in 2022, where he hit 17 homers in 111 games. Peterson delivers. Caro takes low. It's a curveball at 79. It counts even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. By the way, a big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in tonight from Wayne County and Biloxi. You can join in on our text the booth line at 601-514-0776. The 2-2 pitch. Caro waves and misses. It's a hard back foot bullet slider at 85. Peterson has 4 strikeouts today. And now 1 away for the righty, Wolford Veras. Baldwin's at first. Gonzalez is at second. It's 4-1 Birmingham in the top of the third inning. And quickly scored 4 runs on 5 hits. Peterson delivers. Veras takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Peterson comes in. Now delivers. Veras takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Peterson's pitch count already passed 60 on the night. That last pitch is 62nd of the day. He's thrown 33 strikes, 29 out of the zone. Russell Smith warming up a little bit. Not on the mound yet, but doing some arm workouts. 2-0 pitch. Veras takes inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Smith's going through his warm-up progression. We'll see how long it is until he gets on the hill. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 away. It's 4-1 Barons in the top of the third. Peterson fires. Fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 3-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 3-1 pitch. Veras chops it to short. Brown Jr. has it. Flips to second for one. Murray to first. In time double play. And it gets Peterson out of the inning. It's a double tree by Hilton, double play, and it ends the top of the third. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's 4-1 Birmingham. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yeah.
Hayward Brown Jr. leads it off for Biloxi. He headed the bottom of the third inning. Jampic Blake back alongside you on a gorgeous night for baseball. Sun starting to set. Couple of cotton candy clouds off in the distance. And the lefty, Jake Eater, fires home to the righty, Eric Brown Jr. First pitch misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Brown Jr. singled into right center back in the first. That extended his hit streak to 3 straight. Eater fires. Called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers right now need some runs. They trail it by a 4-1 score. They took a 1-0 lead after one. Barons have scored 4 unanswered. The 1-1 pitch. Brown Jr. chops it foul third base side. Right to third base coach Fidel Pena. The former infielder in the Diamondbacks and Brewers system. Putting his hands to work. Count it 1-2. Brown Jr. calls time. Now digs back in. It's actually funny. Fidel Pena, a former player under Shuckers manager Joe Arol, now coaching alongside him. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. touches it towards third. 2 hops to Matthews. He gobbles it up. Fires to first. It's in time. Brown Jr. is retired. 1 away. Brings up the lefty Mike Bovey. It's 4-1 Barons in the bottom of the third inning. Bovey drew a walk back in the first inning against the lefty Eater. Eater's now retired 6 in a row after the Shuckers loaded the bases in the first. First pitch to Bovey. He takes away and the count goes to 1-0. Bovey today is playing third. He's switched off this year, playing a little third, playing a little first, and that's something he has not done often in his career. 1-0 pitch. Misses low and the count goes to 2-0. He's playing first for the first time since 2022 in the Cape Cod Baseball League with the YD Red Sox. Played 14 games there at first. The 2-0 delivery. Bovey takes low and the count goes to 3-0. The problem is that he doesn't have a new first baseman's mitt. He found an old first baseman's mitt in the bottom of his bag. He said it's a little flat, but it'll do for now, and that's what he's been using over at first base. The 3-0 pitch. Bovey takes up and in, and it's a 4-pitch walk. He's walked twice today, and it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. For Bovey, though, he's not the first Shuckers player to have this happen. Tyler Black last year, who learned how to play first base mid-season, used Wes Clark's backup first baseman's mitt. And the funny part was, Wes's was from college. Tyler Black, a guy who went to Wright State, was using a glove with the South Carolina logo on it. First pitch to Wilkin, misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. For Bovey, he is not using a different logo on his glove or anything. He does have a new glove. Hasn't yet had time to break it in. Said it's getting there. 1-0 the count to Wilkin. The pitch is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the bottom of the third inning against the Birmingham Barons. Team that entered today with the best record in the Southern League at 24-14. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. Wilkin singled back in the first inning. Shuckers 1 run on 2 hits today. And they've already drawn 3 walks. The pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Elko holds Bovey on at first. It's a real short lead, maybe 2 steps at most. The 2-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and hits it up the middle. It deflects off Baldwin's mitt. Gonzalez grabs it, touches second, fires to first, not in time. What a weird play. Wilkin reaches on a fielder's choice. And now a man on first with 2 away. It was a little sinking liner, if you can even call it that. It was a little flubber out behind second. Baldwin, the second baseman, went to grab it on a hop. It deflected off the heel of his glove. Gonzalez, the shortstop, was right there and quickly tapped second for the out. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez is now up. 2 out, 1 on, bottom of the third. The pitch. Misses up and in. He pirouettes out of the way. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 4-1. The Barons have scored four unanswered here in the series opener. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-2. And Eater isn't throwing it incredibly hard. He's topped out at 93 today. Unlike some other guys in this rotation who can really get it up there. 2-0 delivery. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. In this rotation, and brand new to it, is Nolan Schultz, who was called up earlier today. He has a fastball that can get all the way up into the high 90s. 3-0 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to 3-1. It's a White Sox system that has been revitalized and rejuvenated over the last couple of months. Jake Eater, Edgar Caro, both acquired at the trade deadline, making up today's battery. The 3-1 pitch. Rodriguez rolls it to third. Matthews grabs it on the run, takes a step, fires across the diamond. In time, Rodriguez is called out, and that ends the inning.
All right, man. Real quick, let's check in.
No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through three, and the Shuckers trail it by a 4-1 score. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. Center Well, Senior Primary Care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the fourth inning. Alrighty, Tim Elko steps in against the lefty Nate Peterson. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Four unanswered for the Barons over the last two innings. Alrighty, Elko steps in. Lefty Peterson delivers the first pitch of the fourth. It's chopped foul third base side, and the count goes 2-1. Javik Blake back alongside you. It is a gorgeous night for baseball as the Shuckers open a 12-game homestand. 12 games in 13 days, their longest homestand of the year. 81 degrees and partly cloudy tonight. Peterson delivers. Elko takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Elko drew a walk back in the second inning. Came around to score on the two-run blast from Jason Matthews. The 1-1 pitch. Rolled to short. Brown Jr. charges in, gloves it on the run, fires a bit high to first, but it ends up right at Martinez Jr.'s chest. Helps out when your first baseman is 6'6". Elko grounds out and brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. Burke digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. The Baton Rouge, Louisiana native playing about 2.5 hours from home. He's 0-1 today. Peterson delivers. Called strike one in the inside corner. Burke Fluent to right back in the second inning. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. That was Peterson's 70th pitch of the night. The 1-1 delivery. Burke takes low. Miller blocks up, and the count goes to 2-1. Peterson stares in, third base side of the rubber. Now he fires home. Burke takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a slider at 83. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Today was originally scheduled for a Bradley Blaylock start. Blaylock, though, is in Miami for good reasons. 2-2 pitch lifted towards left center, and it's down for a base hit. Rodriguez charges in from center and picks it up. Burke has his 6th hit in his last 6 games, and it brings up the righty Jason Matthews. 1 on, 1 out, 4-1 Barons in the top of the 4th. Bradley Blaylock yesterday promoted to the big leagues by the Brewers straight from Double-A. First time since at least the start of the 2022 season that has been done. The pitch to the righty Matthews. He shows bunt, pops it up. Miller grabs it with his bare hand. What a play from Miller behind the plate. The barehanded snag retires Matthews. And there's two away for the lefty Duke Ellis. The pitch. Hit foul first base side. It rolls into the Shuckers bullpen. Count goes to 0-1. There is not many times you see a catcher retire a player on a bunt with his bare hand. Darren Miller just did it. It's hard to do first off because the ball has to be hit light enough that you can put your hand up and not fear for breaking it. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Check back to first. Burke is back in time. The 1-1 pitch. Ellis takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. It's 4-1 Barons in the top of the 4th inning. Peterson comes in. Short leadoff first for Burke. Now the pitch. Ellis pops it foul behind the plate. Up in our direction. Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Counts even at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. The 2-2 pitch. Ellis lifts it out to left. Warren back on it. Under it, sticks up his mitt and makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 4. Check that, we're through 3.5. We're through the top of the 4th, and it's 4-1 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Darian Miller made a barehanded grab behind the plate in the top of the fourth inning, and he leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers down 4-1 against the Birmingham Barons. Lefty Jake Eater fires. The first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, a slider at 84. Miller had a sac fly to left back in the first inning. That gave Biloxi at that point a 1-0 lead. Barons have scored four unanswered since. 0-1 pitch. Hit on a hop to second. Baldwin gets it. His momentum moves him towards second. He fires to first. And it retires Murray for the first down. I think that it retires Miller for the first down. And brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray fled to left back in the first inning. Missed a homer by maybe 3 feet. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eater delivers. Murray takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray, the back of the right-handed box. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and hits it to short right to Gonzalez. He snags it, and it retires Murray for the second out. Quickly two away, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Reminder, fans, today's game is coming to you live from the Crown Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. The official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. The pitch. Martinez Jr. rolls it first base side. Diving stop by Elko. It is ruled foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Off his bat at 103 miles an hour. That is the second foul ball off his bat at 102+. He's hit it hard. Just a little bit early. He struck out looking on a slider back in the second. It's 4-1 Birmingham in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. He swings and rolls it right side of the infield. Baldwin gets it at second in short right. He fires to first. And it retires Martinez Jr. Ends the inning. 11 of the last 13 have been retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through four. Birmingham leads it 4-1. Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Top of the fifth inning. Back at Shuckers Ballpark, Javik Blake back alongside you. The lefty Nate Peterson back to work against the lefty Terrell Tatum. First pitch. Here's a called strike one on the outside corner. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Barons. One run, two hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Peterson fires. Tatum nubs it foul at the plate. The count goes 0-2. Shuckers at the bullpen warming. It's the lefty Russell Smith that has started to get warm. Tatum's 1-for-2 today, tripled into the right center field alleyway. Last time up, the pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch misses up and away. Count evens 2-2. This is just the second time this season that Peterson has gone past the 80 pitch mark. That last pitch is 83rd of the night. We're just in the top of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Tatum waves and misses. Peterson dials one up to 91. Records his fifth strikeout of the night, and it brings up the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. Strikeouts have been a big thing for this Shuckers pitching staff in 2024. Gonzalez steps in from the left side. He's 1-for-2 today in his Double-A debut. Peterson fires. Gonzalez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers enter today with 388 strikeouts as a team in 39 games. It's the third most in Double-A and the most out of any team in the Southern League. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Peterson delivers. Gonzalez dribbles it foul. First base side. Smacked off the plate. Count evens 1-1. Those 388 strikeouts in 39 games put the Shuckers on track to break their franchise record for strikeouts of 1,361 that they broke just a year ago. The 1-1 pitch. Slider tips foul in Miller's mitt. Just dunks out of it. Count goes to 1-2. Pitching coach Will Shearholz has overseen his staff for the second straight year with a lot of strikeouts. Last year, there were a ton. Tobias Myers, in his starting role, broke the franchise record for strikeouts in a season. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted in a right center, down for a base hit. It rolls to Rodriguez, center fielder, who's down to a knee and grabs it. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in his Double-A debut. And Shuckers manager Joe Arolt is out of the dugout. And in comes Russell Smith. Peterson done after 4 1/3 innings on the hill. Smith will inherit a base runner. And the Shuckers trail it 4-1. We'll take a break. Russell Smith enters for Biloxi. We'll be back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever?
Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizrowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Jacob Blake back alongside you. Shuckers trail it 4-1, and they go to the bullpen. The lefty Russell Smith enters for the lefty Nate Peterson. He faces the switch hitter Brooks Baldwin, who's in from the right side. The first pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Jacob Gonzalez is at first. Peterson has an inherited runner on first. He goes 4 1/3 innings and 88 pitches. Smith comes home. Baldwin waves and misses way ahead of a slider at 78, and the count goes 0-2. Smith this year makes his 10th appearance. He's at 2.30 ERA in 15 2/3 innings. The big thing is the strikeout-to-walk ratio. 3 walks, 25 punchouts. The 0-2 pitch, runner off to second. It's for old third base side foul by third base coach and manager Sergio Santos. Count stays at 0-2. Lefty Smith comes set, now fires. Baldwin pops it foul up in our direction, and it's out of play, out of the ballpark. Count stays at no balls and 2 strikes. One away in the top of the 5th inning. Check back to first, a bit high. Martinez Jr. corrals it. Gonzalez is back to the bag. Time for a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Through 5.5, the Smokies lead Pensacola 3-0. Another check back to first. Gonzalez is back to the bag. They're in the 7th inning stretch at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. M-Braves lead it 5-0 over the Lookouts. They're through 4 in Huntsville. Montgomery leads Rocket City 3-2. Here it's 4-1 Barons in the top of the 5th inning. The pitch popped up out to right. Sparks in and over towards the line. Has a long way to go, and it drops in. He grabs it on a hop. Gonzalez sprints to second. Baldwin has a multi-hit performance. Baldwin dunks in a bleeder down the right field line. He's 2-for-3, and now 2 on with 1 away for the switch hitter Edgar Caro. Shuckers trail it 4-1. 1 away, 2 on. We're in the top of the 5th inning. Caro in from the right side. The pitch rolled to third. Bovee backhands it, takes to the third himself, fires across the diamond. It deflects off of Martinez Jr.'s knee. Baldwin goes to third. Baldwin to third. It's an E5 that pushes him to third. Caro reaches on a fielder's choice. And now runners in the corners with 2 away for the righty Wolford Veras. Shuckers thought they almost had an out of the inning right there. Instead, we play on. Righty Veras in. The pitch to him. Lifted towards right center. Murray, a long way to go. Sparks in from right. Makes the catch and the run. And it ends the inning. No runs. Two hits, no errors, two runners left on. We're halfway through in Biloxi. It's 4-1 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. We're off to the bottom of the fifth inning. The lefty Jake Eater faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren, who digs in from the right side. We're set to go. Shuckers trail at 4-1. Shuckers had an early 1-0 lead after one. Birmingham since has scored four unanswered. Lefty Eater into his fifth inning. Delivers. Warren pops it foul and deflects off a couple of different bodies. Edgar Caro behind the plate, and then home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. Count goes to 0-1. Eater continues a track record of dominance against anybody wearing a Shuckers uniform. The 0-1 pitch, Warren takes away, and the count evens 1-1. He entered today having thrown 18 scoreless innings over four starts. Today he's allowed one run over four innings. That pushes his ERA to .41. The pitch. Line drive in a right. Down for a base hit. Warren tagged it off the bat at 103. He extends his hit streak to four in a row. His on-base streak to six in a row. And it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0-1 today with a ground out to third. Shuckers trail it by three. Tying runs on deck. The pitch. Sparks nubs it first base side. It stays fair. Elko grabs it, takes it to the bag himself. Pushes Warren to second. And now one away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. It's 4-1 Barons in the bottom of the fifth inning. Peter's pitch count in good shape. Last pitch was his 69th of the day. Eater fires. Called strike at the top of the zone with a fastball at 85. That was the first hit, by the way, Warren singled. It was the first hit for Biloxi since Brock Wilkins singled as the third batter in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 pitch. Brown Jr. swings and drives it to left center. Ellis back on it, reaches up, and he makes the catch. Warren quickly back to second. Brown Jr. hit it hard. Ellis, though, good closing speed. Snags it for the second out. Mike Bovee steps in. He has yet to record an at-bat tonight. He is 0-0 with two walks. And he steps in against the lefty Eater. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Eater's pitch count in terrific shape for him to potentially go six innings in this game. He's topped out this season at 91 pitches. That was last time out over five innings against Chattanooga. The 1-0 pitch to Bovee. He takes a strike in the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Warren's at second. Two away in the bottom of the fifth. The Shockers trail it 4-1 in the series opener. Eater fires. Bovee takes low. Changeup at 85. And the count goes to 2-1. It has been consistent changeups this inning from Eater. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Eater delivers. Bovee lines it in a left, sinking fast into one, hops Ellis. Warren rounds third, the throw home, and hop to Caro is not in time. Warren gets under the tag. It's an RBI single from Bovee, and it's 4-2. Brock Wilkin comes up with the tying run. Mike Bovee's reached base in all three plate appearances today. Ellis had a strong throw home. The only problem was it was a bit towards the dugout side of the plate. Warren slides under it. And up comes Brock Wilkin with a chance to tie this thing up. It's 4-2 Birmingham. Two out, one on, bottom five. Eater fires. Wilkin chops it to third. Matthews snags it. Pump fakes, fires to first. It's low. Elko picks it out of the dirt. And that ends the inning. When Mike Bovee picks up his eighth RBI of the year, one run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Checkers are down by 2-5. It's 4-2 Barons on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Beautiful night for baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and Birmingham Barons. Game one of a 12-game homestand. Low 80s, partly cloudy. Big full moon right over the ballpark. And the lefty Russell Smith delivers home to the righty Tim Elko. Line down to right center. It's into the alleyway, and it's down for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the wall. Sparks grabs it. Elko hustles to second. It's a stand-up double to lead off the sixth. The Barons have officially hit for the cycle as a team. That was off Elko's bat at 106 miles an hour. He's extended his hit streak to 8 in a row. He's now 10 for his last 31 at the plate. Average just below .333. And a man on second with nobody out for the righty, Jacob Burke. It's 4-2 Barons. The pitch is a called strike one. It's a slider at 78. Shockers got one back in the bottom of the fifth inning. RBI single that scored Xavier Warren from second. RBI single came from Mike Bovee. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted towards center. Rodriguez in, and it one hops him. Elko held for a moment. That stops him from coming home. The throw's into the middle of the infield to Martinez Jr. Burke is 2-for-3 today. And all of a sudden, the Shuckers, after getting one back, has seen the Barons have each of their first two reach. It brings up the righty Jason Matthews. Ten hits today for the Barons. Five of the ten have been off the bat at 98 miles an hour or harder. Matthews in from the right side. It's 4-2 Barons in the top of the sixth. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Brewers at the big league level, up 7-5 on the Marlins. The pitch, Burke's off to second. Pitch misses low, fake from Miller. Burke has his 12th stolen base of the year. The count goes to 2-0. It's 7-5 Brewers over the Marlins in the bottom of the eighth inning. A lot of offense in that one. Elsewhere, a final from earlier today. The Wisconsin Tim Rattlers fall by a 7-1 final against the South Bend Cubs. Shuckers bring the infield in. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Carolina Mudcats 5-2. Bottom five, Nashville leads Charlotte 6-2. And in the top of the first inning, the ACL Brewers and ACL White Sox are scoreless. 3-0 pitch misses up. And each of the first three have reached in the sixth. They're loaded up for the lefty Duke Ellis. It does chance stay 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Duke Ellis stands in from the left side against the lefty Russell Smith. It's 4-2 Barons in the top of the sixth. First pitch, popped foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Tim Elko's at third. Jacob Burke is at second. And Jason Matthews is at first. Ellis today 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Smith delivers. Ellis lines it in a left. It's down for a base hit. Elko scores. Burke rounds third. Warren picks it up. The throw home is not in time. Miller blocks it up. It's a 2-RBI single from Ellis. And it's 6-2 Birmingham. Ellis now up to 9 runs batted in this year. Brings up the lefty Terrell Tatum at the top of the order. Still nobody out in the inning. Each of the first four have reached against Smith. Six of the first seven he's faced today have reached. And the Shuckers bullpen gets warm. Nick Merkel grabs a baseball. Smith fires. Tatum shows bunt, pops it up third base side. Miller after it, under it, and he makes the catch. He's got two foul bunts today, one with his bare hand. This time he opts to use the glove. And that retires Tatum for the first down. Brings up the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. Six-two Barons in the top of the sixth inning. Gonzalez in from the left side. The pitch. He tips it foul into Miller's mitt. The count goes 0-1. Nick Merkel continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Right-handed arm set to make his 13th appearance of the season. The 0-1 pitch. Gonzalez lines it in a right. It's down for a base hit. It rolls to Sparks. Everybody just goes station to station. Throw home to Miller is on a hop. And they're reloaded now for Brooks Baldwin. Matthews to third, Ellis to second, Gonzalez to first. He is a three-hit night. And it is the sixth different hit for the Barons. Off the bat at 98 miles an hour or harder. That one was at 99. They've hit it hard and they've hit it often today. Bases loaded with one away. Pitch to Baldwin. Popped up, first base side, foul, and the count goes 0-1. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Baldwin's 2-for-3 today, all from the right side. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Three different Barons have multiple hits tonight. Gonzalez has 3, Baldwin has 2, and Burke also has 2. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield, Martinez Jr. is into foul territory under it, and he makes the catch. Everybody holds. Jason Matthews at third took one hop. Now two away for the switch hitter, Edgar Caro, who digs in from the right side. And before Caro comes up, manager Joe Arolt is out of the dugout. And Nick Merkel is set to come on. Merkel, who's inherited 5 base runners this year, will inherit 3 more. Bases loaded, 2 away, and it's 6-2 Barons over the Shuckers. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper at Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers Box Office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Champic Blake back alongside you. The Shuckers trail it by a 6-2 score against the Birmingham Barons. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Bases loaded. 2 away. And in for a Shuckers debut is the righty Blake Holub. Holub transferred to Biloxi yesterday from AAA Nashville, where he made 15 appearances. Came over to the Brewers organization this past offseason from the Detroit Tigers system, and he makes his first Double-A appearance since the Eastern League Championship Series a year ago with the Erie Seawolves. Bases loaded, 2 away. The righty Holub faces the switch hitter Caro, who's 1-for-3 with a solo shot. Holub delivers home. His first pitch blazes in, fastball at 94, and the count goes 0-1. Holub, 6'6", 230 pounds, a native of Spring, Texas, 25 years old. The 0-1 pitch. Caro slices it foul out of play on the third base side. And the count goes to 0-2. Holub in AAA. 15 appearances, 14 innings, 14 walks, 20 strikeouts, and a 10.93 earned run average. The 0-2 pitch. Waving a miss. Ends the inning on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Holub has his first strikeout in a Shuckers uniform, and it strands the bases loaded. In the inning, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 3 runners left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's 6-2 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Four, five, and six in the Shuckers order duo. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers trail at 6-2. Lefty Jake Eater fires. It's a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes 0-1. Rodriguez is 0-1 today. Walked in the first, grounded out to third in the third. Eater fires. Tip foul at the plate. Back to the screen, and the count goes 0-2. Shuckers trail at 6-2. Barons have scored six of the last seven runs in this game. The 0-2 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The Shuckers have scored twice off Eater, something they have never done before today. Eater, 18 innings, four starts, no runs allowed. 1-2 pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. A slider at 82. And that's the second strikeout of the day for Eater. Brings up the lefty Darian Miller. Six-two Barons over the Shuckers in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, nobody on. The pitch to the lefty Miller misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch tipped foul into Caro's mitt. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Miller lines it out to right center. Burke is over into the alleyway. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Miller flies out to the center fielder. Two away now for the righty Ethan Murray. Murray stands in at the back of the right-handed box against the lefty Eater. Murray's 0-2 tonight. Shuckers trail it 6-2. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray is flown out to left and lined out to short. The 1-0 delivery. He takes low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. It'll be interesting to see how much longer the leash is on Eater. That last pitch was his 85th of the night. He's topped out at 91 this year. That was last start against Chattanooga. The 2-0 pitch. Murray waves and misses. Count goes to 2-1. That was a cutter, 89. The 2-1 pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers will love some base runners. They trail it by four. Team that's been prone to a couple of different comebacks at home. The 3-1 pitch. Murray tips it foul off Caro's mask. You're going to hear that smack against the plastic. He props the mask up against his head to give himself a moment. He counts at 3-2. And that was a fastball that was in at 92. And a quick ricochet off Caro's mask. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Nobody's on for Biloxi in the bottom of the sixth inning. Eater delivers. Murray waves and misses. Fastball on the inside corner. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through six, and the Shuckers trail it. 6-2. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the seventh inning, Blake Holub's back to the hill for Biloxi. Shuckers trail it 6-2. First game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Barons. The righty Holub fires his first pitch to the righty Varus, and he gets a sword on a real nasty slider at 81. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Holub came in for Russell Smith last inning. Stranded the bases loaded. Struck out Edgar Caro on 3 straight fastballs. 0-1 pitch. Chopped to third. Bovey picks it out of the air. Takes a step. Fires a hard throw to first. It's in time. And it retires Varus for the first out. Brings up the righty Tim Elko. Final line tonight for the lefty Smith. An inning and a third. Gives up 2 runs, both of them earned on 5 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts, and throws 22 pitches. Holub now set to face the righty Tim Elko. It's 6-2 Barons. We're in the top of the seventh. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Holub was originally drafted by the Tigers in the 15th round of the 2021 draft out of a tiny school named St. Edward's University in Texas. The 1-0 pitch. Elko waves and misses. Slider in the dirt. The count evens at 1-1. During his final season in 2021, Holub was used as a two-way guy, led the team as a pitcher in strikeouts with 77. The 1-1 pitch. Elko lines it towards right center. Rodriguez on the move, and it drops in for a single. Center fielder picks it up and fires it in. Elko has a multi-hit performance, and that's 13 hits today for the Barons. Brings up the righty Jacob Burt. That was off Elko's bat at 101 miles an hour. Just to finish up that story, Holub, final year, led the team as a pitcher in strikeouts with 77 and led the team as a hitter in doubles with 13. Righty Jacob Burke is up. He's 2-for-3 today. Elk goes off first. The pitch. Rolled right side of the infield and through. The overshift was on, and there was nobody there. Elko hits second, motors to third. Burke has a three-hit game. Now runners in the corners with one away. And it brings up the righty, Jason Matthews. It wasn't a large shift that was on. Murray at second was maybe three or four steps over towards second, but Burke just harmlessly rolled it right between Martinez Jr., who was holding on Elko and Murray for a single. Up steps the righty, Jason Matthews. It's 6-2, Barons in the seventh. Runners on the corners. Shuckers now bring the infield in. Holub delivers. Runner off to second and misses off the inside corner. Miller fakes the throw. Burke swipes second. He's now 13 of 13 on stolen bases this year. The count goes to 1-0. Now the Shuckers really bring the infield in. Everybody's on the grass. Runners at second and third with one away in the seventh. It's 6-2 Birmingham. Hollow delivers. Misses. Check that. A called strike and a late one. A strike nonetheless and a slider inside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Matthews chops it towards third. Bovee grabs it, comes home. Runners coming home as well. Miller the tag, got him. Elko is off on contact. Checkers grab the lead runner. Burke stayed put at second. Matthews grounds into a fielder's choice, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Duke Ellis with two on and two away in the top of the seventh inning. Great job by Bovee. Snagged it out of the air and immediately came home with it. Beat Elko by a good 10 feet. Bovee's in at third. The pitch to Ellis. He takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. The Barons are a team that we've seen tonight do a little bit of everything. Bunts, hitting for power, hitting for contact, and good pitching as well. A team that's 24-14 on the season. The 1-0 delivery. Ellis waves and misses. Fastball at 95 on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. It's a team that a year ago set the record in the Southern League for the worst run differential since the early 60s. What a difference a year makes in minor league baseball. A lot of talent on this roster in 2024 and the best record in the league in late May. The pitch misses off the inside corner at 95. And the count goes to 2-1. Yes, in minor league baseball, there was turnover on a yearly basis. But this turnover of how different this 2024 Barons team is compared to the 2023 version is staggering. The 2-1 pitch. Sliced foul, third base side and out of play. And the count evens at 2-2. The Shuckers last year went 11-1 against Birmingham. Rolled it. It is a very, very different story in 2024. And a big credit goes to this White Sox farm system that has seen a lot of talent enter it. 2-2 pitch, chopped out to the mound. Holub grabs it first base side, underhands to Martinez Jr., and that ends the inning. Some good infield defense by the Shuckers. Makes for a scoreless top of the seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. It's time to stretch. It's 6-2 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite cheese, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season.
splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Jake Jeter turns in one of the best starts of his career. In the lefty, Jake Kolbisch now comes in to face the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch, chopped up the middle by Baldwin at second and in the center. The Shuckers welcome Polish to the game with an immediate single. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Jeter, though, ties his career high with six innings. Gives up two runs on four hits, three walks, three strikeouts, and throws 90 pitches. Second time he's hit 90 in a start this year. Switch hitter Warren stands in against the lefty Polish. He's in from the right side. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Polish this year makes his 11th appearance. He has a 1.64 ERA in 11 innings, four walks, eight strikeouts. The pitch, Warren pops it up behind home plate. Kimbrough ditches the mask towards the wall in the netting. He makes the catch with about a foot to spare. Caro is egging on Martinez Jr., who took about four hops off the first base bag. He now heads back to the bag. Brings up Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0 for 2 today with a ground out to third and a ground out to first. Martinez Jr. is at first. Checkers trail at 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Polish delivers. Sparks rolls it to second. Baldwin grabs it, shovels to Gonzalez at second for one. Throw to first. In time, double play, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. Checkers trail at 6-2 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Pedal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.com.
We end at the top of the eighth inning. The Shuckers trail it 6-2 against the Birmingham Barons. Top of the order due up against the lefty Justin King. Shuckers trail it 6-2. First pitch to Terrell Tatum is a wave and a miss. hard fastball at 94. And the count goes to 0-1. Tatum's 1-for-4 today with a triple back in the third inning. And at the back of the left-handed box, King comes home. Misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. King today makes his 11th appearance of the year, a 12-4-6 ERA in 8 2/3 innings. 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Tatum takes a strike on the outside corner at 93, and the count goes to 1-2. King made his last appearance on Saturday night against the Braves, pitched a scoreless inning on 8 pitches with 2 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Fastball at 95 from King. Tatum strikes out for the third time today. And it brings up the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. King delivers. Gonzalez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Time to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 0-1 pitch. Sliced foul, third base side, and out of play. Count goes 0-2. One final already. Tennessee beats Pensacola 3-0. Top of the seventh, Rocket City leads Montgomery 7-3. And the Braves lead Chattanooga 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. King fires home. Gonzalez lifts it a mile high. Foul territory, third base side. Miller's over towards the dugout. And it hops off the top of the dugout. In and out of a fan's hands. 4 rows back. Count it 0-2. Oh, there we go. He got the ball, and there was a little kid right next to him. Maybe 2 or 3 years old, and he handed him the baseball. That's what you love to see. 0-2 the count with one away. That little kid's got a souvenir he'll remember forever. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. It's a thing that Noah Campbell talked about a bit earlier today during our pregame interview. He was able to play against the Durham Bulls at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, a place where he grew up, a ballpark he went to. The 1-2 pitch, Gonzalez takes away, and the count evens 2-2. And just how cool it is for these guys to be able to play in ballparks they grew up going to. Campbell talked about how he had his 6th birthday party at a Bulls game and got a B.J. Upton signed baseball. The 2-2 pitch, Gonzalez dribbles his foul at the plate, and the count stays at 2-2. But those are the type of lifelong memories that you have as a kid going to baseball games. I had them when I was a kid. Old McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner at 95. Kings look sharp this appearance. 2 up, 2 down, and 2 strikeouts. Brings up the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin, from the right side. Against the lefty, King. 2 outs, nobody on. It's 6-2 Barons in the top of the 8th inning. Opening game of a 6-game set and a 12-game Shuckers homestand. The pitch to Baldwin. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Baldwin, 2-for-4 today with 2 singles and a strikeout. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it foul third base side. The count evens 1-1. Six runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Barons. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Barons team that tonight has been as advertised. They hit well, they pitch well, and they run well. The 1-1 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. There's really not much that the Barons do not do well as a team if you look at the numbers across the Southern League this year. on the hitting side. They're top three in just about every category outside of triples. When you scored 155 runs, it's okay if you don't hit many triples. The 2-1 delivery. Baldwin pops it up behind home plate. It's towards the crowd, and it hops in and out of a seat, out of a fan's hands, and it nestles between two seats in a row. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor today at 228-641-9167. Two balls, two strikes, two away. King comes home. Lined foul, first base side and out of play. Smacks off a seat. Counts even, two balls, two strikes, two away. King comes set. Now delivers. Baldwin tips it foul back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Lined out to left. Warren back on it at the warning track. He makes the chest high catch. And it ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame from Justin King. And the Barons lead it 6-2 through 7.5. No runs, no hits, no errors in the inning. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
A four-pitch inning from the lefty, Jake Polish. The Barons go back to the bullpen. The righty, Yosemir Cousins, comes in. Faces the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Bottom eight, 6-2 Birmingham over Biloxi. The pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone, and the count goes 0-1. Final line for Polish. It's a real simple one. A scoreless inning, gives up one hit, and throws four total pitches. No walks, no strikeouts. 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away. And the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers face a righty for the first time tonight. Cousin makes his sixth appearance of the year with a 1.50 ERA. The 1-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. One walk, nine strikeouts for Cousin, and a 2.61 ERA. Brown Jr. is 1-for-3 tonight with a single. Now the 1-2 pitch. He takes up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. curveball rolled foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Cousins stares in from the right side. Now delivers. Misses away, and the count goes full. Cousin is pitching in his second year in the White Sox system. Came over stateside from Cuba before the 2023 season. 3-2 pitch. Popped up behind second. Baldwin, the second baseman, is there. Gonzalez, the shortstop, calls him off one step in front of the second base bag. He makes the catch, and it retires Brown Jr. for the first out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Mike Bovey. But before coming stateside, Cousin had a lengthy career in Cuba. 88 appearances and 68 starts. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 2-1. His first year was at 16 years old with Camagüey in the 2014-15 season. The pitch, Bovey rips it right to Elko at first. Bovey, Fanny had his second hit of the day. Instead, it's a line out off his bat at 104 miles an hour. Right to Elko at first, and it brings up the righty Brock Wilkins. Two up, two down for Cousin. Righty Wilkins stands in. It's 6-2 Barons. Two on, two out, nobody on. The pitch. Wilkin takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. But Cousin started his professional career in 2014-2015, then spent 16-17 back in the Cuban National Series and spent there until the 2020-21 season. The pitch is a called strike. It's a curveball at 77, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Slider lifts it out to right. Tatum charges in on it. Baldwin gives it a little jog, but Tatum makes the catch. That ends the inning. Shuckers go down in order in the eighth, and we head to the ninth. It's 6-2 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Way into the ninth in Biloxi. David Blake back alongside you. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. Temperatures have cooled towards the mid-70s. And the left-handed throwing Justin King stares in against the switch hitter Edgar Quiro, who's up from the right side for the fourth time tonight. It's 6-2 Barons. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers open the game and scoring with a 1-0 lead after one. Since then, it has been all Birmingham. They've scored six of the last seven. And 14 hits over the last six innings. The pitch is off the inside corner, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. They scored a three in the second, one in the third, and two in the sixth. They went down in order in the first, down in order in the eighth. In those middle six innings, a lot of hits. 2-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. Between the second and the seventh inning, six runs on 14 hits. And seven of those 14 hits off the bat at 98 miles an hour or harder. The 3-0 delivery. Hero, check swing, and a 3-0 pitch. Count goes to 3-1. That was a fastball at 93 from 10. King delivers, misses away, and it's a five-pitch walk to Kira. Just the third walk allowed by Shuckers pitching tonight. Brings up the DH, Wolford Veras. By the way, fans, the Shuckers back in action tomorrow. A 6:35 first pitch. The righty Shane Smith coming off his first double-A start and just fourth career start last time out against the M-Braves. He's 3-1 with a 3.86 ERA. He gets the start for Biloxi. The pitch, Harris waves and misses. Sinker, 88. The count goes to 0-1. The ready Mason Adams will get the start for Birmingham. He's 2-3 with a 2.52 ERA. The 0-1 pitch, Harris takes a strike on the inside corner. Curveball at 87, and the count goes to 0-2. Veras is 0 for 4 tonight. Two flyouts, a ground out. He's also grounded into a double play. The 0-2 delivery. Veras tips it foul into Miller's mitt for strike three. And King has struck out three of the first five batters he's faced. One away with one on for the righty, Tim Elko. It's 6-2 Birmingham. We're on the top of the ninth inning. Elk goes 2-for-3 tonight with a single, a double, and a walk. King fires. Misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. King fires. Elko waves and misses. Change up at 87, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Elko chops it left side of the infield. Brown Jr. and Bobey come together. Bobey, the third baseman, grabs it to second for one. On to first. The splits from Martinez Jr., and it's in time. King has worked through two scoreless innings, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers need four to keep it going. It's 6-2 Birmingham after 8.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers, and on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We're off to the bottom of the ninth inning. Yosemir Cousin out of the game. He goes just an inning. Three up, three down on 12 pitches. And in comes the righty, Eric Adler. The Barons bullpen that entered today with a 2-1-0 ERA as a group. And they've only lowered it. Two scoreless innings. Shuckers down by four. Carlos Rodriguez leads it off from the left side against the righty, Adler. It's Adler's sixth appearance of the year. He's allowed two earned runs in five and a third innings with three walks and eight strikeouts. Adler comes home. Rodriguez takes up. It's a curveball that slips out of his hand at 77. And the count goes to 1-0. Adler stands in at 6'2", 190 pounds, 23 years old, native of Melbourne in Florida. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez takes low. It's a slider at 85. And the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers are no stranger to comeback wins. They've had nine of them this year. They need four to keep this thing going in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Called strike. Slider on the inside corner at 86. And the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 tonight with a walk and a strikeout. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers need more than just one base runner, but one won't hurt. Down 6-2 in the last of the ninth inning. The pitch. Misses low, and the leadoff man reaches. Rodriguez draws his second walk of the night. One of the most disciplined hitters in the league. Today's his 30th game of the year. He now has 16 walks and just 14 strikeouts over 123 plate appearances this year. Darian Miller steps in from the left side. 6-2 Barons in the last of the night. Adler delivers. It's called strike one in the outside corner. Miller is 0 for 2 tonight with a sacrifice fly back in the first. That gave Biloxi a 1-0 lead. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez off to second. Miller tips it foul into Caro's mitt. The throw to second. Not in time. And Rodriguez records the Shuckers' first stolen base of the night. It's Rodriguez's fifth of the year. One of three Shuckers with at least five steals in the season. Count now at no balls and two strikes against Miller. Caro quickly out to the mound for a chat with Adler that maybe lasts 2 seconds. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers need four to tie it, five to win it. They need to do it against the best bullpen in the Southern League. The 0-2 pitch. Miller takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Adler's been up to 94-95. Last one at 94. 1-2 the count. Adler fires. Miller takes low, and the count evens 2-2. Caro blocks it up. It squirts him out 3 feet up the third baseline. Count's now even. Adler comes set. Now the pitch. Miller pops it up. Third base side, foul territory towards the bullpen. Matthews a long way to go. And it's down into the seats. Count evens 2-2. was at 95 for Mantler. Mantler comes set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Miller takes strike three on the inside corner at 94. One away for the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray's 0 for 3 tonight. Rodriguez at second. One away in the bottom of the ninth. It's 6-2 Birmingham over Biloxi. Adler fires. Misses low. Fastball at 95. The pitch. Murray whips it out to deep right. Tatum's back on it. At the warning track, rounds it off a step shy of the wall, and he makes the catch. Rodriguez tags and goes to third. Murray's missed two homers tonight by a combined 5 feet. And Biloxi's down to their final out. On another night, that might get out of here. But no wind and a tough chance. Murray's hit the ball hard tonight, and he's 0 for 4. Nothing to show for it. Two out, runner on third. It's 6-2 Birmingham in the bottom of the ninth. And the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. is up. First pitch. He's a called strike. Fastball at 95. Martinez Jr. is 1 for 3 tonight. Singled up the middle off the bat at 110 last time up. The pitch. Is a called strike on the outside corner at 95. And the Shuckers are down to their final strike. The 0-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Rodriguez walking lead off third. Adler comes set. Now the pitch. Curveball misses away. Hero thought it was strike three. Took a step towards the mound to start the hugs and handshakes. Instead, the count's even at 2-2. He calls time and steps out. Adler comes set. Now the pitch. Martinez Jr. lines in foul. Third base side out of play. Stays 2-2. Adler sets. Now the pitch. Martinez Jr. hammers it foul. Left field side and out of the ballpark towards the wiffle ball field outside the north gate. Count stays. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Shuckers trail it by four in the bottom of the ninth inning at 6-2 Barons. The pitch. Tipped foul into Caro's mitt. Strike three. And that ends it. The Barons enter today with the best record in the league, and they improve on it. First team in the Southern League to 25 wins, and they defeat Biloxi by a 6-2 final. Six runs, 14 hits, no errors for Birmingham. Two runs, five hits, and one error for Biloxi. Jake Eater gets the win, ties his career high with six innings on the hill. He improves to 1-1 on the year. And Nate Peterson gets tagged at the loss. He falls 2-1-3 on this season. Shuckers fall to 18-22, four games under 500. The Barons, a league best 25-14, 11 games over 500. Either the win, Peterson the loss. We'll wrap it all up next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers fall by a 6-2 final in the series opener postgame show. Coming your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside to the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you. Shuckers fall in the series opener by a 6-2 final against the Birmingham Barons. The Shuckers fall to 18-22 on the season. They've dropped seven of their last nine, while the Barons improved to a Southern League best 25-14 on the year. They enter today having lost 7 of 11, but they get their second road win against a Southern League South Division opponent on the season. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 29 minutes. In front of 1,960, Jake Eater gets the win after he ties his career high with 6 innings on the hill. That was just 2 runs on 4 hits. He improves to 1-1. Nate Peterson, the loss, falls to 1-3. 6 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Barons. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Biloxi. Time to take a look at tonight's scoring summary. Shuckers struck early. Eric Brown Jr., Mike Bovee, Brock Wilkin, and Carlos Rodriguez all reached to start the game. Brown Jr. was caught stealing third. So there were the bases loaded with one away for Darian Miller. He had a deep fly out to left. That scored Bovee from third and made it 1-0. The next batter, Ethan Murray, flew out to the wall in left. It almost got out of here. Duke Ellis, the left fielder, made a catch about shoulder height. But that ended the inning. The Shuckers led it by a 1-0 score. In the second, the Barons teed off for 2 homers. First from Edgar Caro that led off the inning. 104 off the bat, goes 378 feet. He ties Carson Williams for the league lead with 7 homers this year. He also drives in his league-leading 32nd run. A couple batters later, Jason Matthews popped his first homer of the year. 99 off the bat, 355 feet. In the third, Jacob Gonzalez, an RBI single, made it a 4-1 ball game before Biloxi struck back in the fifth inning with an RBI single from Mike Bovee. He reached base 3 times, 2 walks and a single tonight. The RBI was his 8th of the season since being promoted to Double A. But Birmingham got both runs back in the eighth inning on a two RBI single from Duke Ellis, and that's how things ended. Birmingham, who entered today with a 2-1-0 ERA as a unit in the bullpen, throws three scoreless innings with two strikeouts. Blake Holla in his Shuckers debut and his Brewers organizational double-A debut goes an inning and a third, gives up two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Justin King, a really good appearance. Two scoreless innings and strikes out three. We'll take a break when we come back. The Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show rolls on with a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Birmingham wins it 6-2 in the series opener. We're back with more after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today just steps away from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue, or visit them online for menus, hours, and more at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers fall 6-2 against the Barons in the series opener. Barons improved to a league best 25-14 this year, while the Shuckers fall to 18-22. Jake Eater gets the win, ties his career high with six innings. He's 1-1 on the season. Nate Peterson gets the loss and falls to 1-3. Six runs, 14 hits, no errors for Birmingham. Two runs, five hits, one error for Biloxi. Time to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two other finals across the league. Tennessee beats Pensacola 3-0 at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Tennessee now at 23-17 on the season. Pensacola at 22-18. Final from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The M Braves win 5-3 over the Chattanooga Lookouts. The M Braves now at 17-23 on the season. They have won five of their last seven. Bottom of the eighth inning in Rocket City, it's 9-4 Trash Pandas over the Biscuits. If the Biscuits lose, they'll be at 22-18, which would mean the Shuckers would not lose any ground in the division race. They enter today four games back of first place with 30 games to go now, with 29 games to go in the first half. A chance if Rocket City holds on. They have the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth inning. That would put it at four games back. Still a lot of time to go in the first half of the season. And another opportunity for the Shuckers tomorrow. Righty Shane Smith makes his second start of the season. 3-1 with a 3.86 ERA. He got moved into the starting rotation last week against the Embraves. Looked real good in his first career start at the Double-A level and his first multi-inning start of his career. He was used as an opener in three different starts in the Arizona Complex League back when he first signed with the Brewers. On the other side of things, it's the righty Mason Adams. He's 2-3 with a 2.52 ERA. He is set to go for Birmingham. 6:35 first pitch. We'll join you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Make sure if you have not come out to the park yet this year, tomorrow a prime opportunity. It is Bark in the Park. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in sections 117 and 119. It is also Military Wednesday presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union, where all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout box and reserved level tickets. Bring your dogs to the ballpark tomorrow. Watch the Shuckers and come enjoy a Shane Smith start. That'll do it for us tonight. Shuckers fall by a 6-2 final. First pitch tomorrow, 6:35. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. For all of us at Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Shuckers Barons, game two, 6:35 first pitch, 6:15. We'll get underway with pregame from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more.